Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts open to you. Please fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to break through. Open our hearts that we can be transformed and changed. Be with Brother Cal as he brings the word to us. Bless him as he preaches and teaches from God's words. Open our hearts so that we may be changed by it. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said.
Amen. Well, glory to God. How many of you'd rather be here than in the best cemetery in Montgomery County? Hallelujah. Emmy, it's good to have you back with us. Hallelujah. And Casey, it's good to have you back with us from parts unknown. And it's just good that the Spirit of the Lord's here with us. This isn't the official greeting and meeting time, but our high school and college student minister, Matthew Rollins, is with us. He's right over here. Y'all can do better than that. Give him a Second Mile welcome. Hallelujah. There you go. Hallelujah. We're going to be entering into at least three or four sermon series on trying to get a spiritual breakthrough in witnessing. Trying to get a spiritual breakthrough in witnessing. We need that, right? I'm just amazed at what all is going on in our country right now and in the world right now. And there is no better time to share the gospel than in human history than right now. Man, just before the return of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to be looking at, a spiritual breakthrough in witnessing. And I use this Wednesday night. By the way, Wednesday night was Holy Ghost. Some of you need to get over it and come on and join us on Wednesday night. Man, what a service. And I shared this with them. How many of y'all are old Star Trek fans? 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, glory to God, it's all young folks. Okay. Years ago, back in the beginning of Star Trek, you know, they would land on some planet, and they would have the Star Trek crew would be on mission, and then from time to time, if they needed to get back to the Enterprise, which is way up, you know, way up in the heavens, they would stand on this home base, and they would say, "Do y'all remember? Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, y'all did. All right." And you know, the thought occurred to me, why doesn't Jesus just beam us up after we're born again? Why doesn't he just take us on to heaven after we're saved? Why doesn't he do that? Well, bless God, there's a good reason for it. And you'll find that in Acts chapter 1. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 1. And when you find Acts 1, let's stand as we read God's word together. Ellen, I got a bad case, I can't help it. We're going to start at verse 1. We're going to focus on verse 8. But listen to this. The former account I made, this is Luke. O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Amen. And so therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" Isn't it amazing how many people always want to know, when is Jesus coming? You better be ready. He could come today. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. Say power.
Power.
When the Holy Spirit, say Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me, my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, I told you I had a bad case. I can't help it. Look at verse 9. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him up out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, look here, watch this, lean in, listen to me, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Tell somebody, Jesus is coming. Father, I pray that you just bless your word today, that you would honor it. God, that you would multiply it in our hearts, make it real to us, God, and give us a spiritual breakthrough for witnessing today. It's in the powerful name of our Savior we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to talk to you about witnessing this morning. Now, the reason that Jesus didn't just beam you on up to heaven after you got saved is to keep you here to share the gospel with people, to share him with others. The word witness means to speak of what you have seen and heard. Let me go over here and say this. The word witness means to share what you have seen and heard. That's what a witness does. And the word witness, it's the key word in the book of Acts. It's used 29 times. And so God's desire is that we might be witnesses for the Lord Jesus. Well, who are we supposed to witness to? I'm glad you asked. Everybody. Everyone. Well, where are we supposed to witness? Well, again, I'm glad you asked. Everywhere. And that's what we're looking at this morning. If you've got your sermon note outline, we're just going to follow that real quickly. And I'm going to ask several people to give testimony this morning. And I'm just praying the Lord will bless it real good. And so the first thing that I want to say to you about witnessing is witnessing begins at home. Jesus said, you shall be witnesses to me where? Hello, where? It's right there in the text, y'all. And you shall be witnesses to me where? First off, where? In Jerusalem. That's right there at home where they lived. And by the way, that's God's desire that we first and foremost might make a priority of being a witness right here in Clarksville, Tennessee, in Montgomery County, to be a witness, to share what we have seen and heard about. Anybody here seen and heard anything about Jesus? So that's what we're to do right here, first of all, at home. Now, did y'all know, well, we haven't had a major census in a few years, but there's over 250,000 people that live in Montgomery County. Yeah. Say, wow. 250, when we grew up here, there was about 30,000 folks here. 250,000. And if statistics are right, if 85% of the 250,000 are unchurched, more than likely 213,000 are lost. 213,000. Do the folks in Montgomery County need a witness?
Yes.
Yes. How do we do that? Well, that's why we have good news clubs. We're trying to get the word about Jesus to these kids. By the way, last Monday afternoon, up at Moore Magnet, we had 5 children pray to receive Christ. Hallelujah. I've talked to all their parents. And we have a shot at getting a couple of those families here in church. I called a couple other pastors where those kids already go to church. But that's why we do Good News Club. We're witnessing to those kids. That's why we do D Now. That's why we did Clarksville United, right, Lauren? 127 young people came to faith in Christ. What a witness! That's who we are. That's what we're to be about. We're to witness right here at home. And we do it through Vacation Bible School. There's a lot of evangel. That's why we have MoCo Day. Y'all with me? We witness, first of all, right here at home. Now, I told y'all Wednesday nights are Holy Ghost. And I heard a testimony Wednesday night of somebody in our church. She shared it. And you know where she gave a witness for Jesus? At work. Amen. What a novel idea. At work. Kim, where are you? There you are, way over here. You're going to make the preacher walk, okay. I've asked Kim if she'd just take 2 or 3 minutes to share that witness and experience that she had at work. Y'all appreciate Kim, don't you?
Okay, so I work for a dentist office, and last Wednesday we had somebody that called that wasn't a patient. They were they would be a new patient. So he called. I got him in. We worked him in for his emergency, and didn't see him again and checked out. What I was telling them Wednesday night is we have an opportunity to talk to family and friends and coworkers all day long about Christ and salvation. But how often do you get the opportunity to talk to a total stranger with like a 2 to 3 minute window? So, sorry. I had like 2 or 3 minute window. So he came up to check out and I could visibly tell he was upset. So he had a large treatment plan with a lot of money. He didn't have insurance. He had a referral to another dentist office for a root canal. So I'm trying to just let him know. I went to that same dentist office a couple of months ago for my root canal, and, you know, it was great. And he's like, well, it's not that. So here's this large amount of money sitting here on this treatment plan I'm looking at. And I said, well, just remember, I said, you're investing in yourself. He said, well, that's not it. And so I looked up, and he just lost it. He started crying. And he's like, you know, a little bit younger than me, probably. Anyway, I just stood up and grabbed my Kleenexes, put them on the shelf, and said, you're going to be okay. And he just was just boo-hooing. So I just said, come here, lean in. I said, I'm going to pray for you right now. And when you leave this building, you say a prayer too. And he said, I'm not religious. Like, it wouldn't work. You know, I'm not religious. So I told Cal I'm going to call him this week and check on him. I don't know what his problem was. I wasn't going to ask, but I'm going to invite him to church. Whether he comes or not, I don't know, but we're planting a seed, you know. But it made me realize we have so much opportunity that we don't think about. How many of those lost souls in Clarksville come in that office every day? So it's hard at work because, you know, a lot of employers don't want you to talk about anything like that. But I work for a private practice, and they're Christian. So we have one assistant that prays with her patients a lot. So anyway, that's my testimony, and I'll let you know this week what I find out. But if we can get him in the door, Cal can take over.
Sounds like she's been sharing what she has seen and heard. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're to witness, first of all, at home. And by the way, one of the best places to really witness is right there in your home. At work, at the grocery store, at the ball field, wherever you are, just be a witness. Just share with what God's... Nobody can argue with what God's doing and has done in your life. So that's the first one. We ought to witness at home. Secondly, we're to witness in our state. Jesus said, you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea. That's our state. That would be akin to the state of Tennessee. Now, you may not quite understand this or may not quite get this, but when I say cooperative program, every single Sunday, we give a tithe to the Tennessee Baptist Mission Board. And we send that tithe to Nashville. And man, it goes to all different kinds of ministries. Now, we may not be able to serve as missionaries, but But you can all pray and give and go on short-term mission trips all across our state. And the money that we send in to them, 52% of it stays here in the state of Tennessee to support our ministries, and 48% of it goes to the SBC, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But did y'all know that we have 3,000 churches in Tennessee that give cooperatively? Nobody tells Second Mile Church how much to give. We give a tithe. And it works out good that way. 250 children are cared for in our Tennessee Baptist children's homes and foster homes. We save the state millions of dollars every year. 500 churches have been planted in our state in the last few years. YAC, Youth Evangelism Conference, we host that in Nashville every year. 2,500 young people attended it from 204 churches this year. We have 25 Baptist collegiate ministries across the state, BCMs. 900 of our students did some type of mission project this year. Somebody shout amen. Amen. We have two camps, Camp Carson, Carson Springs, and Camp Linden at Linden Valley, and they hosted over 5,700 events this year. $4 million was given to Baptist schools, Union and Carson Newman. Why do we do all this? It's a witness to Jesus. And our VBS, we've probably had somewhere around 75,000 children in VBS across the state this year. Our Tennessee Baptist Disaster Relief, they were the first boots on the ground up in East Tennessee after Hurricane Helene. We're doing a mighty work for God. We're trying to witness across our state through a lot of these different ministries. And God may be calling some of you to get involved in DR, in disaster relief. Where's John Kokenauer? John, thank you. John was up in East Tennessee right after the hurricane hit up there. John, share with us.
Well, disaster relief, we deal with people at the worst time of their life. They think they've lost everything. Excuse me for getting emotional, but it means a lot. People don't understand that they still have their life. They may have lost personal possessions. They may have lost their homes. There was a family that I dealt with. They live on the side of a mountain. There's no creeks, no rivers, no nothing anywhere near them. And yet, that hurricane brought the mountain down, and it went through the basement of their house. And the roof, everything, the first floor, everything was washed. So you have all this furniture, all these pictures that mean so much to each one of us. And they think they've lost it all. And we get the opportunity to go in, and we talk with these people, and and it's like, you still have your life. You still have each other. And we get to talk to them. And one of the kids there, he was a senior in high school, homeschooled. And he's like, how much do you get paid to do this? And it's like, I'm retired. I don't get paid. I said, I've got my heavenly reward later on. And it's like, I enjoy helping people, talking to people, and you never know what you can say. That one word from the bottom of your heart that may make an impact, that may light that fire, light that candle to get them to turn to Jesus. And he's like, I like you. He's like, I want to do what you're doing. And it's like, he's like, what do I got to do? I said, first of all, you got to be 18. But I said, as far as doing heavenly rewards, I said, we can do it right now. Amen. We can talk right now, and you can be saved. And it's just the biggest impact. They make more impact on me than I could ever make on them. Yes. Without God, it's not possible. And I went to the doctor's the other day, and at the end of the doctor's visit, we were talking, and he's like, "Do you believe in prayer?" And I was like, "Oh, yes, I believe in prayer all the time." He's like, "Can we pray?" I said, "Let's do it right here." So you can be a witness out in the field, whether you're helping somebody out there in a disaster, or you can be helping somebody here, even in your doctor's office or with your neighbor, but you can be a witness.
Ooh, that's good. I wanted y'all to hear from our folks today who are witnessing. And then the third one, we're to be witnesses in our country. Jesus said, "You shall be witnesses to me at home in Jerusalem, in our state, in all Judea and Samaria." That would be our North America, our Canada and the U.S. We're to be a witness in that way. And again, our cooperative program giving blesses and witnesses to people all across our country. While you may not know this, 48% of that tithe that we send to Nashville, they send that 48%, we keep 52% here in the state. You've already heard about all the ministries going on in our state. 48% goes to our North American Mission Board and our Southern Baptist Convention. And I don't say enough about this, but it's close to my heart because my mom and dad were missionaries. But your North American Mission Board supports 3,300 missionaries in the U.S. and Canada. And here's some more good news. We support 3,000 chaplains. Somebody from time to time will just say something just really ignorant. Well, we need to cut that cooperative program giving. I'd rather y'all cut my salary. Because that's how we witness. That's how we give a witness for Jesus. 3,300 missionaries, 3,000 chaplains. This past year we planted, in North America, we planted 850 churches. We saw 1,200 churches revitalized, replanted. And so that's how, Matthew, wasn't it the Next Gen Sin thing that you went to? This brother served with North American Mission Board. And so we're trying to get the gospel out to people. And I didn't call him ahead of time, so I won't stick the microphone in front of his face. But that's how we witness. And I want to encourage you all. Man, go on a short-term mission trip. It'll change your life. And you know what I've noticed about people that go on mission? When they come back, they're better witnesses right here at home. I don't know how you all feel, but bless God, I want to see Clarksville come to Jesus. I want to see Montgomery County come to faith in Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's the last one. We're to witness in the entire world. Jesus said, "Be witnesses to me at home in Jerusalem, in our state, in all Judea, and in our country, Samaria, and to the end of the earth." I said the end of the earth. That's international missions. And our International Mission Board, through our Southern Baptist Convention, supports 3,500 international missionaries in 155 countries. Woo! And one of the international missionaries, or one of the international missions that we support, of course, is the Rainey's Own Mission. Now, they're Southern Baptists, but I think Mike Donna had some anxiety for a while about how you know, they're not technically Southern Baptist missionaries, but they're missionaries. And so we support them. And we've had, this is our third trip this February. Man, get on the train and go to the Dominican Republic. It's a blessing. And I went the first trip. I didn't get to go last trip. But where's Amber Beard? Amber's up front. Okay. Amber has been to the DR. And they have just all kinds of witnessing opportunities on the mission field. Share with us there, sister.
Okay, so I have shared before about the trip to the DR and just how amazing it is. We had opportunities to share the gospel with multiple groups of people. The first, we had a block party where we brought in a bunch of children, and their families came along as well. And we were able to bring them in just with games and activities for them. And then after that, we were able to worship with worship music. We had singing in both Spanish and in English. And we were able to sit down and share the Bible with the children there. A Bible story was read to all of them. And I just feel like that was an opportunity for us to show God's love, bringing them in with activities and games and loving on them, and then sitting them down and sharing God's word with them. And also, we went to Mercy Workshop. And there, we were working with one of the ladies making jewelry. And we were able to get a little picture photo with who we were working with. We wrote down prayer requests from them. They also had a picture of us. They wrote down prayer requests from us. And we are able to pray for those specific people that we were working with there in the DR. And I carry around the picture I had with my person, Stephanie, wherever I go. And whenever I see it, I just say a little prayer for her. And I'm going to go a little bit. I went to Uganda as well in 2017. And just, I got to share with a bunch of children, just VBS style, God's word. And it was amazing. And they were so open to hearing it. And just the joy that they felt. And they have nothing. I mean, they don't have anything. And they always say they want to come to America. We want to come to America. And I was like, no, you don't. You really don't. You have more joy here because your focus is so on God and not all this entertainment and not all this phone and all the stuff that we are so addicted to here in the U.S. I said, you don't want to come there. You start to lose your joy when you get sucked into all of that other stuff. And I mean, I was real convicted just the past few weeks of, you know, we are to share God's love. We are to be loving to one another. That's how you pull somebody in. If you don't love them, if they feel kind of a rejection or a judgment from you, they're not going to want to hear what you have to say. You show them love, you bring them in, but you know what? Jesus showed love by sharing the truth. That can be a little bit harder. But that's what we are supposed to do. Share God's truth. And his truth is he is the way, he is the life. There's no other way but through him. And we have to share that with them because we want them to have an eternal life with Jesus. But you know, we also want them to be able to experience and go through life's ups and downs with a joy and a peace that only he can provide through this life. And so that's really convicted me lately at work and with my own children, just to really show them like, yes, love one another. Loving them is telling them the truth. And loving them is showing them the way. Loving them is loving them all the way to heaven, you know. And we need to continue that love with disciple and other things like that for that person. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you. You may not be able to go on a mission trip. You may be at the stage, you know, when you just can't make that. But all of us in here can pray and we can give. And that's a witness in and of itself. But many of you can go, and I would encourage you to pray about going on a short. Emmy, sitting right here, y'all helped support her to go on a mission trip. And they were supposed to go to Nicaragua, but we've been banned from going to Nicaragua right now. The communist leaders have taken control down there, blah, 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 blah. But Brother Rick took them to Queens, New York, right? And she served up there. And so we can all do something to be a witness. And I forgot to tell you, I wanted to brag on y'all just a little bit. But our state missions, we just had our golden offering for Tennessee State Missions. That gold, y'all are looking at me like, what is he talking about? Y'all remember the special offering we took up for Tennessee State Missions? I think last year was the top figure we had was $7,711. You guys gave $19,728, something like that. Well, let me say it one more time. Y'all gave $19,728. Celebrate the victories, y'all. Hallelujah. That's going to go towards all kinds of ministry across our state. Oh, my, 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 my. I could say so much more this morning, but here's the truth that I wanted to grab you with. And this comes from our International Mission Board. If you didn't hear anything else, hear this. Every single day, 158,000 lost people die and step out into eternity and wind up in hell. Every day, 158,000 lost folks are having to start paying for their sins when, bless God, Jesus paid it all. You see, folks, people need to hear and see a witness. And that's where we come in. That's the reason we're still here. That's the reason why all of us are sitting in these chairs. If you're born again, if you're saved, if you're a Christian, that is why you are still here. To be, he said, you shall be. That's not a suggestion. You shall be my witnesses. And by the way, you can do that because he said in that same verse, you've been given the power of the Holy Spirit. The same power that got Jesus up out of the grave will open up your mouth to give a witness for Jesus. Hallelujah. And I don't know who's on your heart right now, but I tell you, I've got several lost people on my mind right now. A lot of them are family. We're going to have a hymn of response in just a moment. But if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it can happen right here, right here. If you'd be willing to agree with God about your sin, we're all sinners. And God hates sin because of what it does to us. Sin separates us from Him. He's holy and righteous and has to judge and punish sin. But He loves you so much, He sent His one and only Son. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. And He paid the price for all of our sin. But knowing that is not enough. You've got to receive Him by faith into your heart, what He did for you. And you do that by surrendering everything that you are to everything that He is, just by simply calling on His name. And if you'd be willing to do that, say a prayer of salvation today in your seat. If you do that, I want to know about it because I want to pray over you and rejoice over you. And we want to get in your hands some getting started right stuff in your hands in your new life in Christ. But I think the vast majority of us in here are simply concerned and worried about some lost person in your family or in your neighborhood or in your schools or somewhere. And we need to bring them to, you know, the very first part of being a witness is prayer. Getting them to Jesus in prayer. And so we're going to open up this altar. And if you believe in prayer and you believe in getting people to Jesus, I want you to bring out the names of those lost people to this altar and just cry out to God to save them. Let me pray for you and we're ready. And we're ready. Father, whatever you want to do during this time is yours. And I just ask God that you would be willing to hear our prayers today for our lost family members. We believe, God, that you're able to save, that you're mighty to save. And so, God, I ask, save now. Hosanna. Do what only you can do. Do what only you can do, Father. And for those that have prayed to receive Christ, give them the courage to come forward. We can't be ashamed and serve God. Jesus is not ashamed of us, so we shouldn't be ashamed of what He did. And so help folks to take their stand for Christ today. And just as important, help us to bring our lost loved ones to Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand and we're going to sing an invitational hymn of response. You come on right now.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.